Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners on Monday approved a plan to purchase three new vehicles immediately for the sheriff's office. The trucks will replace patrol vehicles that have been wrecked or are beyond their service life. The CCSO will receive 10 additional new vehicles with a new budget year. Major Robert Creech of the CCSO told commissioners that the patrol fleet currently has no backup vehicles. The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division has arrested 11 men as part of an ongoing investigation into dogfighting and drug sales in Dillon and Marion counties. It's one of the largest dogfighting rings in the Palmetto State. Cocaine, marijuana, MDMA, ketamine, methamphetamines, firearms, and more than 100 dogs were seized in the case. Three children were found safe after about 40 minutes of disappearing at Hallsboro Artesia School Monday morning. Columbus County School spokesperson Kelly Jones said the children disappeared during physical education, and the school resource officer immediately called for assistance. Around 20 law enforcement officers turned out to help. Jones said that the system is reviewing policies and procedures after the incident. Reginald Webb was found shot to death in East Arcadia Road near Graham Road Sunday night. Bladen County detectives are investigating the case. Columbus deputies were called to assist when the shooting was reported just after 8 p.m. Lake Waccamaw commissioners tonight will review a list of surplus items to be sold and hear an update on the wastewater treatment system. Whiteville City Council will hear updates on the city budget, the Lee and Franklin Street improvement projects, and the airport sewer expansion. Gina McPherson announced Friday that she will challenge Ricky Bullard for the District 6 seat on the County Board of Commissioners. McPherson is secretary of the County Republican Party and lives in Beaver Dam. Bullard, who is also a Republican, has been on the county board for 20 years. Volunteers are needed for the Wall That Heals, which is coming up April 22nd. Volunteers are needed for setup and breakdown and to give tours to visitors. Individuals, as well as church groups, civic clubs, and businesses are welcome. Call 840-3848 if you can help out. It's Week of the Young Child, and the Columbus County Partnership for Children has special programs each day this week. Wednesday at 10 a.m., the Elf Center downtown will host Working Together Wednesday to teach about teamwork. Thursday from 6 until 7:30 is an art show at the Columbus Arts Council. It's going to feature the work of local children. And Friday is Family Fun Day at the Museum of Science starting at 10:30. Look for this story online for more. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County tomorrow. The field day will be at the Whiteville High Soccer Fields. Volunteers are welcome, whether you can help with the event or just be a cheerleader. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. Cooperative Extension Master Gardeners will host their spring plant sale Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 at 45 Government Complex Drive, Whiteville. Call 910-640-6605 for more information. Saturday is also North Carolina Litter Sweep. Free gloves, safety vests, and trash bags are available at the County Department of Transportation office on Prison Camp Road. We have much more about Litter Sweep online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.